Four's Company Special Edition. Yes, we are back again for the third time in 4 days. Should be a fun one today. We've got you till 2:30. Got a lot to talk about. The college baseball bracket being released as we speak. We're going to talk a lot of Titans. Teron Davenport is going to join us for two segments coming up at 1 o'clock up until 1:30. So excited for that. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Brandon Aldrich is at the controls today. Connor, we've been on the air a lot this weekend, but should be a fun one today.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. A lot of Titans today. Not a lot of Preds. Nothing much changing. We've kind of hammered that one out over the past, 2 days we've been on the air?
Yeah, there's only so much you can talk about for the Preds offseason when it hasn't even started yet. So,
but it was an eventful weekend, you know. College baseball, the SEC tournament wrapping up. Tennessee Vols taking that one, even though their fan base said they did not care. Now all of a sudden they do care. But that, I digress. That was a rant from the other day. And of course, yesterday was a huge racing day. You know, you had the race in Monaco, who I cannot tell you who won that one, but Nashville native Joseph Newgarden won again his back-to-back Indy 500. I actually had the pleasure of meeting him a couple times. He's an, I don't want to say alumni, but he went to my high school for a year before he dropped out and decided to pursue his racing career. But, and then of course last night the Coke 600. That one went a little bit long.
Weather was a factor in the races yesterday.
Definitely a factor. You probably heard it here on our station. Christopher Bell secured the win. Sort of. It wasn't quite the traditional finish, but it was a race. It did happen. It is a sanctioned win. So Christopher Bell is your Coke 600 champion. But yeah, a busy weekend in sports. And, you know, now we kind of are playing the waiting game, waiting for the SEC, college baseball bracket to drop. I think 5 SEC teams have been announced as hosting regionals.
And 3 of the top 4 seeds are from the SEC well, with Arkansas right on that bubble too. So the SEC trying to win a 4th straight NCAA baseball tournament. And we'll talk all about the bracket as it's being released right now. Coming up around 11:30, we'll give our thoughts on the draws for Tennessee, who high likelihood Tennessee is the number 1 overall seed.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, probably a 2 seed in somebody's region, and we'll talk about the rest of the SEC teams as well. I'm going to get to our headlines here in a second, but I do want to start with the reason for our holiday today, Memorial Day, obviously remembering all of our service members who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and we want to hear from you if you have any family members, friends, people that are important to you that you want to honor on Memorial Day. That is our question of the day. Call in, text in, and we will be happy to share those stories here. 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's start with our headlines here, Connor. What do you got for us on this Memorial Day morning still here?
Well, I kind of gave you one earlier. I want to say hero. Joseph Newgarden has won the Indy 500 in back-to-back years. It was a really, really exciting race. Crazy finish. Overtook him by basically a millisecond. But yeah, that's kind of my headline today. I really want to extend congratulations to him once again. If you go on my Twitter at C_Newt15, you'll see I have a picture with him and I tagged him and everything. He probably won't respond, but it would be awesome if he did. But yeah, he's a hero of mine. But I'll go in the world of baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals had kind of a eventful weekend, we'll say. The first game got completely canceled. Well, not canceled, postponed to July 13th, I think.
Yep,
right,
that's
Frazier?
Correct.
Hi, Frazier.
Hello,
welcome
everybody
to the show.
Welcome, yes, 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 indeed. How are we doing?
Pretty well, man. You were working behind the scenes there a little
doing
bit.
Doing a little extra work, a little extra help.
Dr. Crane came out.
It's 11 o'clock on a weekday. Where else would you be?
Yeah, exactly.
I should be here on a regular basis, so I'm doing my job.
But yeah, like I'm saying, the St. Louis Cardinals, the first game postponed. Win the second game narrowly. They bullpen almost sold. And then win again last night after on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN after a long delay.
Three-hour
severe weather delay. But, yeah, they sweep the Cubbies. It's, hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs just lost again today. So, yeah, that's my headline for this week. And now they take on another division rival today, the Cincinnati Reds.
I believe so, yeah.
Sure. Just swept the Dodgers, actually. So
isn't that crazy?
That is crazy to me.
Wow.
And I do have to say, we talked about the City Connects for the Cardinals. I thought they looked a lot better on the field than they did in the reveal.
They're growing on me, for sure.
You know, he was talking earlier before the show, and he's like, it's growing on me. I'm like, yeah, like the detail, it makes sense. The river lines on the jersey's nice. The arch on the sleeve, and you know, the hat I do like, the STL. It's very, you know,
the
basic,
one thing I don't like.
Generic. Yeah. I get it, but the style, the font, I'm a fan of. So that's kind of where I've gone with it. But just gonna give me some time.
I just appreciate the fact that in the for the first time in what 148 years of this franchise's existence, this is the first time they've ever won a red uniform on field in the regular season.
Yeah,
it's.
But, you know, the good thing is they are undefeated in those jerseys.
Yes,
so
they are.
It's a good thing.
Yes, they are.
My Detroit Tigers won 3 in a row in their City Connects, and they have already announced they're wearing them again on Tuesday, which I do have to say, we're missing a Tarek Skubal-Paul Skeens matchup by one day, and I'm very disappointed by that. Maybe two of the most electric pitchers in baseball. It'll be Skubal Tuesday, Skeens on Wednesday. So, too bad there. Nick Frazier, welcome to the show. Happy Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Do you have a headline for us?
Yes, I would like to mention two of my relatives, you know, Memorial Day, remembering those. My grandmother was in the Air Force, I believe, and she was a lieutenant, a nurse. My grandmother there. My grandfather, I never got to meet, serving the Korean War. It was part of the Frozen Chosen. I don't know if y'all have heard of that. It's when the U.S. lost about 30,000 soldiers, about roundabout way, but he was one of the 5,000 that came back, so... but yeah, we'll honor them today, obviously, and so yeah, we just got to remember what today is really for. So that's one of the highlights. Other highlight, I guess you'd say, a little tease into the next segment of Nick Kieser's wedding.
Oh yeah,
wow, that was a fun time yesterday. Let's put it that way. That was a fun time. Yeah, there was some special guest appearances. There was some ceremonial things that I didn't think happened at a wedding, and sure enough, for a Nick Kieser wedding, it sure happened, which was great. Sports-related stuff, I don't really have much of a headline for the most part.
We've had three shows this weekend.
Yeah,
how much can you really have?
Bang, bang, bang. I would say Mavericks-Celtics.
That's going to be a great
happening.
Finals, as long as something unprecedented doesn't happen here.
Right. I mean, a nice Kyrie Irving back in Boston. What a dynamic that would be for a nice storyline. Wow, wow, wow.
Kristaps Porzingis revenge series, too.
That, too. That would. Oh, that's right. He's on the Mavs.
No, he's on the Celtics, now, but
Celtics, he was in the Mavericks for a little bit. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, he was with the Knicks to start off his career. I'm a Knicks fan, unfortunately.
Chingus Pingus.
Yeah, all that
And, of course,
stuff.
Kyrie Irving revenge series.
Yeah, that as well. So, I guess you'd call that my headline, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and you mentioned Nick Kieser's wedding. We are going to spend a full segment on that. Nick Kieser is not with us today. He's on his honeymoon, and he won't be here Saturday as well, but
correct.
I'm sure we will get to talk to him somewhat soon. But we're going to recap Nick Kieser's big day coming up in the next segment. And again, as Nick Frazier mentioned, we do want to remember what we're celebrating today and what we're remembering. So if you do have a story wanting to honor one of your loved ones, please call or text 615-737-1025. Honoring Nick Kieser, I feel like I have to mention the Milwaukee Admirals winning Game 5 and advancing to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year with a win last night. So that's my headline. The Milwaukee Admirals, the baby Preds, they are going to the Western Conference Finals. We saw Zach LaRue scored a shorthanded goal early in that game. He's had an unbelievable playoffs, and maybe chance we see him up in Nashville starting next year.
He's one of those core guys I was telling you about. We don't need all these
draft picks.
Listen, if you got a guy like Zach LaRue, bring him up next season if he's ready.
He might be the one I'm most excited about, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love him. I think he's phenomenal. He might be an X factor.
Yusuf Parston?
One of them? Yeah. Joakim Kimmel, maybe. He had kind of a down year this year, though. Yeah, I mean, I still think Phil Tomasino has some promising attributes.
Mm. He's on the Tomasino train.
E-Goat, too, had the hat trick in Game 3.
He did.
That was the first Pred I ever met, was Philip Tomasino.
How about that?
Put
your sympathies aside, man. He's just not there.
Not there yet.
Not there yet.
We welcome a new member to Force Company today, again with no Nick Kieser. Brandon Aldrich is behind the board, and he's running the show. Brandon, do you have a headline for us this morning?
Well, usually I am a baseball guy. I am a Yankees fan, as I always wear my Yankees hat.
Kick
always
off.
Repping. But you know what? I got to go a little bit outside the box. Got to pull a little bit of a Nick Frazier here.
Uh-oh.
Going to motor racing. Going to Formula One. All right. Let's see. The Monaco Grand Prix, probably one of the most well-known Grand Prix. Charles Leclerc winning his first ever, the hometown kid.
Yeah.
Winning in Monaco. And then we have Oscar Piastri and Carlos Sainz Jr. rounding out the podium. So shout out to Charles Leclerc. He has no idea who any of us are, but shout out to him, hometown kid.
I have no idea who he is, so it works out.
F1, get on the train, man.
I'm more of an IndyCar man. I
love all the motorsport.
I mean, yeah, what a day for motorsports. The racing station yesterday was pretty much, what, 12, 13 hours of racing coverage yesterday?
From about 10:30 yesterday to
10:30 last night.
10:30, yeah, about 12 hours of racing.
Love it.
Yes, big day on the track yesterday. Obviously, Indy 500, Monaco Grand Prix, and the Coca-Cola 600. So a lot of great racing yesterday, and that'll continue throughout the summer. You can listen to most of it right here on 102.5 The Game. So those are our headlines for this morning. And again, our question of the day, we just want you to call in if you have any Memorial Day stories, anybody that you want to honor from your family or loved ones. We'd love to hear from you. 615-737-1025, our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will take our first break here. When we come back, we mentioned it, the royal wedding yesterday. Nick Kieser got married. That's why he is not on our show today. So we are going to get Nick Frazier, who is in attendance, live on the scene. We are going to get the full recap, all the details from Nick Kieser's big day. And don't forget, coming up later this hour, we're going to do a full recap of the college baseball bracket that has just been revealed, and lots of Titans talk coming up in the afternoon hours, along with Teron Davenport joining us for 30 minutes coming up at 1 p.m. That's all coming up here on this special edition here on Memorial Day, Force Company on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Special edition here on Memorial Day, Force Company on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Brandon Aldridge playing the Green Day to start us off here on this Monday morning. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Brandon Aldridge with you. We're going to get into a lot of sports talk coming up on this show. We've got plans to talk the college baseball bracket, which is being revealed behind me as we speak. Mm-hmm. Don't believe we've gotten Vanderbilt's draw yet.
Mississippi State in there. All right. How about
your Bulldogs?
The Red Storm. The Love Fighting it. Patinos.
Playing St. John's. That's coming up in our next segment. Also, pretty much two full hours of Titans talk. We're going to talk a lot of football coming up in the noon hour. And then Teron Davenport joins us at 1 o'clock for 30 minutes of what should be some great conversation with TD. All the OTA talk from this week over at St. Thomas Sports Park. But it was a big day for our show yesterday. Nick Kieser, one of the four for Four's Company, got married, and Nick Frazier was in attendance.
I was.
We want a full breakdown. it seems like it was a very fun, but maybe kind of unique day.
Unique and fun is the best way to put it. Yes, I drove up to the nice venue. It was like, I guess, like right next to a golf course. And so I pulled up and sat in my car for a little bit. I was like, I hope I'm at the right wedding. Because I was like, I don't see any Tennessee license plates. That was my first thing. I was like, I think I'm at the wrong wedding. But then I got out, put my nice suit jacket on, walked over to the venue. I saw Kieser before his wedding, and he was taking pictures and whatnot. And the sign said, you know, hey, you know, walk this way, follow the direction. So I did. I tried to open the door, and it was locked. And so I asked one of the photographers, I'm like, hey, what's the deal? Like, do I go in this way, go out there? Oh, you have to go around the whole venue. I was like, oh, okay, nice. So I walked around the whole venue, walked through probably places I should not have been walking through, but the outdoor venue was beautiful. They had nice seats, you know, on each side of the outdoor altar. And so I sat there next to Robbie Stanley to my left and David James to my right. And, you know, Rex Rhodes showed up as well with his wife. And as, you know, everybody was proceeding out for the ceremony and whatnot, I heard a very familiar voice on one of the, I guess, called PAs there or whatever, the intercom, and it said, there's 1 minute remaining until the wedding. And I was like, is that Paul McCann?
Oh,
and sure
gosh.
Enough, it was Paul McCann. I was like, wow, okay, this is hockey-oriented. It was awesome. And then
did you chant, thanks, Paul?
I probably should have.
You should have.
but anyways, I sat there, and, you know, everybody started – the music started to play and whatnot, and, you know, Keezer walked down the aisle with his groomsmen, and – then Kristen walked down the aisle with her, you know, bridesmaids and her father as well. And that was super cool. And then, you know, you get to the, you know, the I do's part and all that. And before they did all that, I saw two hockey sticks that ended up going to the altar. And I was like, what is this? A ceremonial puck drop for the wedding. And I was like, yep, that's it. That is a Nick Keezer
that's
wedding.
Great.
I loved every bit of it. This is great. So yeah, that happened, and then they didn't really have like a, you know, weddings have flower girls and flower boys and all that. I think one of Keezer's, I guess, relatives or buddies, I don't know who it was, but had like a fanny pack and was just had like some upbeat music and was just tossing, you know, flowers left and right. And of course, Rex Road's the first one on the right side. He's just belting Rex Road with just flower petals. It was the funniest thing. I was dying laughing. But then after the ceremony was over, you know, went back to the venue to go eat and whatnot. And they said, Nick, we have a surprise for you, your first love. And then Nash popped out of there. I was like, whoa.
He listened to me.
Nash showed up. And David and I both, we were talking before, you know, the whole wedding started last week or so. We're like, you know, I bet Nash will probably show up to his wedding. Sure enough, we were right on the nose with it.
Who put that idea into his head? Who told him that?
What do you mean?
Me. I'm the one who told him to do that.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't get the invite to the wedding, but he steals my ideas.
Was there in spirit?
I was there in spirit. That's okay. As soon as they got married, I just felt peace in the world.
Yeah. But that was kind of the big gist of it. And then everybody started dancing and whatnot. And Keezer and all of his groomsmen, they started like lifting him up like they're celebrating a championship or something on his shoulders. And it was so funny. It was great. Oh, man. Yeah. He put on a really good event for his wedding and got to meet a lot of his family, which was super nice. They're very nice people. Very nice people. So that was a big gist.
Congratulations to Nick Keezer, first of all. Second, I'm learning that Nick Keezer has a lot more pull with the Predators than I maybe thought he did. Getting Paul McCann and Nash to show up to his wedding. The ceremonial puck drop is awesome, by the way.
That was a great touch.
That is something that I don't know if I ever would have thought of in a million years.
Yeah.
But for Nick Keezer, that's awesome. I love it.
He went full on, like, you know, center line. We're just going to throw a hip check into it as well. I was like, whoa, okay. But anyways, it was all great and fun. I will say I did do a little cake review. The cake was pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of white sheet cake in there along with the chocolate cake as well. Mixed it. Oh, it was really good. Really
what
good.
What was the dinner option?
Dinner option was, chicken with bacon on it, I believe, and cheese.
Oh.
And then they had pork on the other side and, you know, mac and cheese, green beans.
No catfish on the menu?
No catfish. Didn't see no food on that side of everything with fish, but yeah.
Were Kristen's tacos and brownies there?
They were not. This was brought up when I said congratulations to the both of them. Nick was like, hey, listen, I know there are cupcakes and cakes over there, but Kristen's brownies are not there. I was like, I know.
Tough.
It was very tough.
We have another attendee who is on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David James was in attendance.
Oh, yeah.
David, do you have anything to add to our Nick Keezer wedding recap?
Guys, Nick, you totally forgot about the best part. During the face-off, Nick Keezer, he could have let Kristen win, but of course he did not. Like, Nick Keezer just like...
Did he stick lift her?
So rough on it. It was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, let her win this just once. Out of all the days, you could have just let her win. Nick Keezer just could not let it happen.
I would have loved – did they have, like, gloves on, or was it just the sticks?
Just the sticks.
Oh, if they had gloves, I would have loved for, like, Kristen to just throw the gloves, like, hey, we're not even doing this face-off. We're just – we're going at it. Give me
here's
five.
Here's the bows, guys. This is how we're going to do it.
Oh, man.
Right before the win. Right before the it was such a good night. But, like, that part cracked me up. And seeing Nash there, again, we literally called it Frazier. It was so funny.
We were sitting there. I was like, who's the surprise? It's got to be a mascot. Sure enough, they said, and it's Nash. And Dave and I both looked at each other like, holy cow, it actually is Nash.
I would have loved for Big Red to be there too, the Western Kentucky flair.
Oh, yeah.
But
Or what's Nashville SC's mascot?
Tempo.
Tipo. Now,
if Tipo was there too, it'd be like, oh my gosh.
Now I heard they had live music. Did they play Creed for Rex Road just to make him mad?
I wish. If that would have happened, I think like you just see Rex Road just be like, oh great, here we go again.
He would have left. Oh,
the live band was really good. I will say they were really good.
Yeah,
yeah, very good.
Probably the best thing I've ever seen in a Nashville bar. Like, it's better than going to any of those Nashville bars.
Yep, I'd have to agree to that.
David, thank you for the call. We appreciate the added context on the puck drop because that is a very necessary thought there. Who won the faceoff? And Nick Kueser couldn't even let her win.
Wow.
No. But, hey, guys, it's good coming on, man. Y'all doing a great job, and I'll see you guys whenever I'll see y'all again.
Appreciate it, David.
Hey, David, before you go, you have anybody you want to honor here on Memorial Day?
Oh, yeah. Shout out my mom. My mom, she was a Master Chief in the United States Navy. My dad as well. That's how they both met. So, and again, like so many others, I got cousins who are all like in the United States Navy and military in general. And again, love all those servicemen and women out there. They do so many great things for our country. And again, as a Navy brat, as a military brat, you know, I'll always love our country and our military. So, yeah.
Well said, David. Well said. Thanks, man.
Great stuff, David. Appreciate you calling
in. Y'all.
David Janes, adding some context to Nick Kueser's wedding and also honoring his parents. Again, if you have any stories that you want to honor family members, loved ones on Memorial Day, call or text 615-737-1025. Nick Frazier, any final thoughts on the Nick Kueser wedding before we move on to actual sports talk here on this sports talk show?
I don't believe so. I know David had a better vantage point of the altar with the puck drop, ceremonial puck drop, but he nailed it on the head, honestly. Nothing that really sticks out to me. I mean, the food was really good. I got to meet some of his relatives. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, there's nothing much to really go else about it, but it was really, really nice event.
Well, again, congratulations to Nick Kueser and his new wife, Kristen, and they are on their honeymoon now, so yeah. That's why we don't have Nick Kueser in studio with us. He will miss Saturday's show as well, but he'll be back early June, and I'm sure we'll get the full lowdown of how his first couple weeks of marriage is treating him.
Boy, oh boy.
So like I said, it's time to actually talk some sports here on Forest Company, this special edition here on Memorial Day. Right behind me on the television, we are tracking the NCAA baseball selection show. Tennessee has already been announced as the number one overall seed. Kentucky is the number two overall seed.
They just announced that region.
Texas A&M is the number three. So the SEC sweeping the top three. We have not seen Vanderbilt pop up yet, so we are tracking that. I would assume by the time we come back from break, we will know where Vanderbilt is playing. We're going to break down all of these teams, what draws they've got, who has a legitimate shot to make it all the way to Omaha and try and take home a national championship. And we're going to make some picks. You know, there's 64 teams in the field. We're probably going to be wrong, but why not just throw some darts at the wall and see if anything sticks. So that's coming up next. We're going to talk some NCAA baseball as the selection show is happening right now, and we will give you our live reaction coming up next. You're on Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Purchase your tickets now for the Music City Grand Prix at the Nashville Super Speedway, Friday, September 13th through Sunday, September 15th at MusicCityGP.com. As the racing station, 102.5 The Game has a special offer for a limited time. Use promo code GAME for a 20% discount now through June 16th. Forest Company special edition here on Memorial Day. Glad to be with you. We've got you till 2:30. Lots of Titans talk coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Teron Davenport is going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock as well. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Brandon Aldridge is behind the glass. We are reacting live to the NCAA baseball selection show, and right as we come back from break, the Vanderbilt Commodores know their draw. They are going to Clemson for the Clemson Regional. That includes Clemson, who's the sixth seed overall, taking on High Point, and then on the other side, Vanderbilt gets Coastal Carolina, not too far removed, the Chanticleers, from winning a national championship about a decade ago. So two former national champions squaring off in the regional. Not a terrible draw for Vanderbilt.
No, I wouldn't say it's a terrible draw. I mean, it's going to definitely come down to not having home field advantage
for sure.
The Vandy boys. I will be intrigued to see how that will kind of transpire throughout the coming days. But, I mean, you look at a team like High Point, I mean, going up against Clemson, and then you have Coastal Carolina going up against Vandy. It's a interesting matchup. I don't really know how to – I mean, getting my initial reaction, I don't really know how to dissect it as much as possible here, but it seems like a really interesting matchup for the Commodores.
Yeah, if they play the way they've been playing, and I mean, they got really hot in the SEC tournament, especially on the plate. If they play that way, I feel like they could advance to the Supers and maybe even further beyond. You know, the pitching just needs to click, and it has been for the most part. Bryce Cunningham is going to have to deliver. But, yeah, I feel like the Vandy boys, I like the draw for them, to be honest with you. I feel like I don't know if they are better than Clemson, but I feel like they're better than the other two teams for sure.
And I'm looking up at the bracket, so that is now 10 SEC teams who have been announced, and Texas A&M has yet to be announced, and we know that they're the third seed overall. So yeah. 11 of the 14 SEC teams are in. Florida, I think a little bit of a surprise to see them get in after Vandy beat them in the first round of the SEC tournament earlier this week. So really interesting draw there. The SEC has won three straight national championships. Vanderbilt would be matched up with Oklahoma State in the Supers, that regional at least. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on this weekend coming up. Vanderbilt in the Clemson regional. They're the two seed there. They'll take on Coastal Carolina in game one. And then if they win that one, they'll take on the winner of Clemson and High Point. A couple other highlights here. Tennessee is the number one overall seed. They will host the Knoxville regional, taking on Northern Kentucky in the first round. Indiana and Southern Miss are on the other side. And if I'm not mistaken, Tennessee Southern Miss is a rematch of last year's super regional. Yep. Where there was a little bit of controversy over where that super should be held, ended up being in Hattiesburg instead of Knoxville. Tennessee did end up winning it and going on to the College World Series.
How crazy would that be if Southern Miss just goes into Knoxville and just sits? Gets them this time. That'd be crazy.
I would smile.
Speaking of which, Connor, your Kentucky Wildcats are the number two overall seed. So,
yeah.
In fact, the SEC swept 1, 2, and 3. It's Tennessee, Kentucky, then Texas A&M. The Lexington Regional has Western Michigan as the 4, and then the other side of the bracket, tough. Indiana State, who a lot of people thought were going to be hosting, they take on Illinois. It's not a terrible draw for Kentucky, but I think Indiana State was one of those teams that a lot of host teams were hoping that they wouldn't see pop up in their bracket.
For sure, yeah. That's their sport, you know. Every school's got a sport, and that Indiana State for the last few years has always been consistently pretty good at baseball. But I like the draw for the Wildcats. I like them being at home in Lexington. This team, to me, I just don't feel that they're gonna do anything beyond a super regional appearance. Maybe advance beyond the next round, but I don't see them making any deep runs or anything. I mean, the pitching is just not there. They're going to have to outscore their opponent. They're going to have to hit pretty consistently. And they can do that to an extent, but their bullpen is just not great. They don't have that deep ace like some other teams.
And you need pitching if you're going to win in this tournament, where it's double elimination, so you could be playing three or four games in a weekend, and if you don't have the pitching to keep up with that, you could end up being in trouble, especially once you get to Omaha. We saw LSU last year. Paul Skeens, I think he pitched three times in Omaha, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
In order to beat Florida and get them to that national championship. So again, looking, 11 SEC teams are in, if I'm counting correctly. I believe 11 SEC teams have made it out of the 14. And if you add in the two teams that are going to be joining the SEC next year, Texas and Oklahoma both got in as well. So 13 coming up next year, SEC teams got in. Just shows you how dominant that conference has become in baseball. The full bracket is now set. The last region that they announced was the College Station Regional, with Texas A&M facing off Texas in the same regional. So a little rivalry matchup there. We just saw they faced off in softball in a super regional this past weekend. With Texas being the number one overall seed, maybe the Aggies can get a little revenge there on the other diamond sport.
That would be interesting. I mean, if that were to happen, I'm just kind of, you know, going back over to the Vandy region real quick, Jake. I'm looking over here at Coastal Carolina's just lineup of their batting lineup. It's kind of ridiculous. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. I mean, if you include one that has a .295 batting average, that's 7 guys that are heavy hitters in their lineup. That's the whole lineup just about. I mean, that's where Vandy's – I mean, he was talking about, you know, arms in these tournaments here. Like, Vandy's pitching is going to have to be on its A game. I mean, not just your normal ace, everybody. So, with that case. But as for the Texas regional, Texas A&M, Texas, that'd be – that's must-watch TV.
Yep, for sure, for sure. And you mentioned Coastal Carolina. That Vandy is going to want – lower scoring games, you would think. If they have to get into a shootout, I think that probably isn't their type of style. If they're going to win in this regional, it's going to be a lot of 5-3, 6-4 type of games where right. The pitching ends up reigning supreme. They did get some pitchers back. Ethan McIlvain, who's a freshman, he had missed a lot of time. He did come back and pitched the first inning against Tennessee back on Saturday, so maybe a little healthier there. Carter Holton, I'm not sure they've announced what is going on there, but right. It didn't look good in that final series for Vanderbilt last weekend when he had to leave the game early on. So Vanderbilt, again, their draw, they're going to Clemson, where they will be in a regional with the Tigers, High Point, and Coastal Carolina. Tennessee, the number one overall seed, they've got Northern Kentucky, Indiana, and Southern Miss in their bracket. A lot of SEC teams, especially at the top of the bracket. I mean, you look Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas A&M, all in the top seven seeds. So 5 of the top 7 are coming from the SEC. Does it look like we might see a fourth straight SEC national championship?
I would say yes. I mean, just the strength of all these rosters in the SEC, especially the top 3, you know, seeds, obviously being the number one seed, kind of, in my opinion, taboo. It's kind of like the President's Trophy in hockey. Normally, I mean, yeah, you could have some teams that win the President's Trophy and go on the Stanley Cup, but as for college baseball, it's going to be tough to have a number one overall seed kind of go the distance.
It's been the curse lately.
It has been. So, I mean, I could definitely see a 2 or a 3 seed from the SEC kind of take it the distance, let's put it that way. But, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. The SEC is just so dominant in baseball, more so than football, I feel like.
Yeah.
You look at some of these teams that were kind of in the middle of the pack in the SEC, and even they, on a national level, look more promising than some of these ACC teams. Like, you look at LSU, you look at Mississippi State, you look at, you know, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. I feel like those are some teams that could really surprise some people and maybe make a Omaha appearance at some point. You never know.
Yeah. I'm looking here at the Coastal Carolina's batting lineup once again. I'm sorry, but 3 out of their 9 are double-digit home run guys, which is a little worrisome. You know, going back to pitching here, if I'm Vanderbilt, I mean, this is just me, just off the common knowledge of statistics here in front of my eyeballs, I'd be playing your outfielders near the warning track. That's just me. Play everything more deep, where you have more of the field in front of you, just so you don't less mistakes.
Well, and I think something that I would have to look up, I don't know the dimensions of Clemson's field, but that has played a factor for Vanderbilt. Hawkins Field is a much bigger ballpark than a lot of the other places you play in the SEC, like Lindsey Nelson in Tennessee is a Cracker Jack box. Same with Kentucky.
Yeah.
So, and Hoover, we saw this past week, that's a much bigger field, and Vanderbilt, that played to their advantage. So you're wondering, I'd have to look up Clemson's dimensions and whether that's known as more of a pitcher's ballpark or a hitter's ballpark, but that could be a huge factor on whether Vanderbilt can advance and maybe get to a super regional this year. Let's make some picks, guys, here as we wrap up. We're looking at the NCAA baseball bracket, which was just released. Again, 11 SEC teams in there. Tennessee, the number one overall seed. Kentucky, number 2. A&M, number 3. Vanderbilt is in the Clemson regional, taking on Coastal Carolina in their first game. I know it's, again, it's just throwing darts here, but do you have anybody that stands out that you think is going to take this one home?
Man, it's so hard. Like, this is, to me, this is harder than basketball, just because I've watched the basketball season in depth. I watch a lot of baseball, but I don't, I can't.
And it's double elimination.
It's double elimination. I'll give you a few. I don't know if they'll win the whole thing, but I know one guy that is going to absolutely go off coming into June, and that's Georgia with Charlie Condon. That guy is going to go off this postseason and just show everyone he's probably the number one pick in the MLB draft. I don't think they'll win, but I think they could make an Omaha appearance. If you had to hold me to one right now, I think I would go A&M, to be honest with you. They got the hot bats, they got the pitching. If they click, they're going deep. They're going all the way. I'll go with A&M.
I'm kind of in the same boat. That's where I was going to go, is A&M. They've just all season long have been that one team that's consistent. They've always hit the ball well. Pitching's been pretty solid. I mean, for the most part, they're averaging, north of 4 runs a game? Does it sound about right?
Yeah. A&M's lineup is absolutely loaded. Yeah.
So, I mean, to have that just be there on a consistent basis, how can you not take them?
I was actually going to say A&M too, I think. But, you mentioned Georgia, Connor. Charlie Condon, that offense has been great. Their region, they are the 7th seed overall. They've got Army, Georgia Tech, and UNCW in there, and they're matched up with NC State. I will actually go with Arkansas. I think it's going to be an SEC team. I think it would be tough to pick against the SEC, but Arkansas has got the best pitcher in the country in Hagan Smith, and I think that their matchup is pretty favorable. Louisiana Tech's the 2 seed in their region, and they're matched up with Virginia. Arkansas is going to beat Virginia.
Your Hokies?
But I know. What? No, that's Virginia Tech. I was being a homer, just completely saying that because I don't like Virginia. But
selective hearing over here, excuse me.
Yes, Virginia Tech did not make the bracket. Yeah. But
that's for another day.
Yeah, we'll move on from that. I'll go Arkansas, just to be a little different. I was going to say A&M, but we can't all pick Texas A&M because if we do, they're going to lose the first 2 games in their regional.
I'll make that do that anyway because I said it. Yeah.
I'll be that guy. I'll put the homer pick in there. Mississippi State might as well.
Yeah.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mississippi State, they are in Virginia's bracket.
Yeah.
So they're going to Charlottesville, taking on St. John's, and Virginia has Penn on the other side.
I could see
them
going deep.
Yeah, go Bulldogs.
Let's do it. Super regional.
I'm with you.
Let's go regional, super regional, and just go to World Series.
Although I'm more of an Ole Miss guy, I'll make you mad right here.
Let's go to break.
Ole Miss not one of the 3 SEC teams not in the bracket.
Yeah.
So,
and gets in.
615-737-1025. If you have thoughts on who might end up making it all the way to Omaha, winning the national championship, as we now have a bracket for the NCAA baseball tournament, let us know. Our text line and phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai. com. Lots of Titans talk coming up in the afternoon hours as we're with you till 2:30 here on Memorial Day. But coming up next, it's the final segment of our first hour, and you know what that means. It's time for Newt's Notes.
Yeah.
Coming up next here on Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. You hear the music. You know what that means. Forest Company, special Memorial Day edition. We're with you until 2:30 p.m., Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Brandon Aldrich with you. It's time for Newt's Notes. Connor, take it away.
An abrupt ending to my theme. Okay.
It'll be an abrupt Newt's Notes is what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be abrupt.
All right, your time's up.
And we went to break. Okay, so we are 49 days away from the greatest day of our lives, the day where we all call out sick. Hopefully Chase McCabe is not listening to this, but College Football 25 is coming out in 49 days. How are we feeling? Are we excited? Are we excited?
I mean, I don't know if I can wait that long.
I know. I woke up this morning and I was like, every day without you is agony. I need you now. But yeah, as we get closer, we're getting more leaks and, gameplay footage and just all around stuff. Like the other day, they released a image of Texas's stadium, fully rendered. It looked real. I had a hard time distinguishing it from a real broadcast. Like it looked phenomenal. And then you're seeing, pre-alpha stuff of LSU's field, and there was another one, Pitt. I think we saw
Penn State was on there.
Penn State whiteout.
Yeah.
but they had like the field, not the field, the crowd was patterned. So yeah. Like, I'm wondering if they're going to do certain things like that, like, you know, Checker Kneeland and the whiteout, obviously. And then
I believe so.
That would be cool.
I don't know if y'all both have followed. It's called, I guess you could call it like a YouTube page or a Twitter page called College Football Revamped.
Oh, yeah. They grabbed a lot of the same devs from that game.
So there are probably a handful of guys from that group that actually went on to work for EA Sports for this next college football game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the extra detail I think you're seeing.
Yeah, I love that. I think the thing I'm most excited about, aside from the traditions, is just the uniforms. Like, for instance, my Cats, I mean, you got, what, 3-4 different helmets? 4 different uniforms, the white helmet, the blue helmet, the chrome, which is my favorite, and then I think they have a matted black one. Ooh. With the alternate like Wildcat logo. So if they don't have it, I'm hopping on that team builder and I'm making it myself. But
there you go.
Yeah, but I want to know, on call in or text or whatever, what's the first thing you're gonna do on this game?
Ooh.
For me, I think I have to jump into a little play now, just to kind of get the mechanics down and just see what it looks like. And then we hop straight into the Dynasty.
That, I'm with you. I think I have to get one game under my belt before I jump into Dynasty.
Yeah.
I can't, even if I'm playing an FCS school, I can't jump in just like not blind, having played college football since the last game. I mean, speaking of which, some of the stuff that's been coming out, they've been like putting like a mascot in the game in 2014 and then putting like what it looks like in this game. And it's just, it's awesome.
Saw Bevo.
Yes. I saw that too. That was the one I was thinking of. But no, I think I will be jumping into a play now. It'll be a home game in Blacksburg. I will just soak in Enter Sandman, which I guess they've confirmed is in the game. So I will just soak it in, watch all the cutscenes, and then just try and get the hang of it. And then we'll be heading to Wyoming to start off the Dynasty.
So first play, this is what I'll be doing when I hear the cowbells in Starkville, Mississippi, if I do a play now mode. I think I'm going to go a delay game first.
Yeah, I've been reading that.
Is that the right way to do
it? Take a knee or delay game.
Victory formation.
Yeah,
honestly,
that might be the right move. Victory formation, let 14 seconds or 15 seconds go off the clock.
Yeah.
Timeout.
Honor all the ones that didn't quite make it to this game that loved college football.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. Exactly. Either that or just bomb it down the field on the first play.
Four verts. I did see you guys follow Matt Brown.
Yeah.
He has been putting out a lot of the information with this game. And I guess him and a bunch of other reporters, they went down to Florida and got to play the game. And he said that they have been told not to say anything at all quite yet. But he said before the end of May, he will be able to share a lot more. And
that's in,
checking my watch,
4 days.
May ends in 4 days. So something this week, we should get to know a lot more about this game later this week, which is going to be exciting.
I have a very pressing question.
Uh-oh.
And it's for our producer.
Uh-oh.
We have our commitments. Frazier's going to SMU.
Yes.
I'm obviously going to my Cats. Jake has decommitted from, where were you, Central Michigan?
One of the MAC schools, but I'm going to Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Now.
Where are you taking this, Mr. Brandon?
You know, I don't really know yet.
Oh.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I might have to rock with a military school.
Yeah.
Okay. Might go with the Black Knights out of West Point. Might rock an Army.
Oh, West Point would be nice.
Might rock Navy. Might rock Air Force. I don't know.
Air Force would be a cool one.
Yeah.
In the Mountain West.
Oh, yeah. They are in the Mountain West. Yeah.
But, you know, it was in the 2014 game, it felt like those schools were just overpowered. Them and Georgia Tech, because they ran the triple option, and all the computer defenses didn't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many of my national championship games in Dynasty were against service academies.
Yeah, Army and Navy would always be in the top three.
Yeah.
Always.
I will say that was the bread and butter goal line play, read option to the
yes.
left.
Oh, yeah. When in doubt,
yeah,
if it run never the read worked, option.
Yeah,
score and then make your way over to the mascot
and
celebrate
then
with him.
If you're about like 7 yards out in the red zone, corner strike, go out to the out route to the right side, you're on the right hash. It's
I hope
there.
They put that in the game too, instead of like the generic Madden
well,
celebrations.
You can create your own playbook, which is good.
Yeah, so that's cool too.
And they said that all 134 schools will have different playbooks.
Oh, thank you.
So
if you go. Okay, you could not go pro-style offense. Please don't go pro-style.
Some people do that.
No, there's got to be some sort of trickery in there.
I'm going full air raid. I mean, I have to, right?
Yeah.
We have to honor Mike Leach in that way.
The Pirate, baby.
Under 50 days until the game comes out. You might not hear from us for a while.
Yeah.
After that.
Well,
yeah.
That might be our show the next day.
That
July
is true.
July 20th.
We have plans to maybe do a Dynasty for this show. Yes. Just like, hey, maybe replace our headlines at the top of the show with just like, hey, Frazier and Newt, you guys played this week. How'd it go?
Oh,
and just
would love that.
So Jake stole my 5-star quarterback, dropping a bag on his doorstep. Yeah. So excited for that. Talking the college football video game. Early release is July 15th, 16th, and then the full release is the 19th. So excited for that. I know a lot of you out there probably are too. That wraps up our first hour here on this Memorial Day edition of Forrest Company. We're going to talk real college football for a little bit when we come back. We are now within 100 days from kickoff of the 2024 college football season. We're going to talk a little SEC, maybe some sleepers, some dark horses who have a chance to make a run to the college football playoff, and what that first 12-team college football playoff could look like when the teams are selected coming up at the end of the year. That's up next in the noon hour here on Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.